Volunteers of America announced more housing opportunities in Rochester for people who are homeless. WXXI's Noelle Evans has more.
The VOA expects 7 new supportive housing units at Cooper Union to be ready by 2021. The building on State Street in downtown Rochester is currently home to 44 such apartments. Tenants will receive rental assistance and extensive case management support. Lynn Sullivan is president of Volunteers of America Upstate New York. She says that housing is the first step to helping people become self-sufficient.
The other steps to that are really making sure they have the right supportive services, helping them find jobs, helping them find the right training.
Steve Ruger is a veteran who lives in the Cooper Union building. Ruger says he was working on U.S. Air Force aircrafts for 13 years while stationed in Saudi Arabia. When he returned to the U.S., he says he was homeless and struggling for about 10 months before he found housing through the VOA.
You see some of these people out on the street, they had a life at one time somewhere. You know, and you would think, oh, they're just a bunch of bums. That's the way they've been. Buddy, you better start looking back because, you know, some of them were somebody at one time.
The project is receiving $1.25 million from the state and a $60,000 grant from Home Depot Foundation. Noelle Evans, WXXI News.